today. This day I shall open the floor to all
attendees are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
In this, I shall allow you to choose what subjects are most pressing at this point and what interests you in what you may have questions about.
Ugh.
If somebody has a question, it looks like Tim has posted something, which would be curious if Elias has any comment on technical difficulties.
I don't know.
What type of technical difficulties?
Well, there's consistent difficulty in getting Mary logged on, and consistent difficulty in whether the microphone works or the speaker works, or if the internet connection is optimal.
I would express that all of your equipment is functioning properly in every direction. Therefore, I would express that it is a matter of what energy is being expressed, which may at times be a situation of the energy being excited. And in that, excitement in many situations does interfere with your equipment. And if you add to that any type of frustration, then generally you would be more so interfering with the equipment. But the equipment itself is functioning properly.
Elias, can you hear me? He's here in Samira.
Welcome, my friend.
Welcome. This morning I was talking with Tomkin, and you were involved in this discussion, as I've recognized. One topic was that I'm starting to start a telepathic communication with Neo, Tomkin Focus, the new one. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more? Because what Tomkin explained to me is it's easier with a little baby, because the baby does not, it's trusting itself. So on this side, everything is fine. So there's even a translation of energy possible on my side. So if he is not expressing thoughts, just energy, an energy expression, I could translate it somehow. It's not all the time functioning, only some short moments, but it's really impressive. And perhaps you can explain something about that.
What is confusing to you?
I was astonished that it was so easy to do it. And I was at the beginning very astonished that I could hear his voice, a voice from this little baby in my mind. I did a translation of it, and I was aware of it, that my beliefs were filtering it. But I was so surprised. I would expect it that it's possible with you or with Tomkin or with other essences, but with a little baby, it was really astonishing.
I would express to you that that is merely the association that you generate with the physical manifestation. This is, in actuality, an excellent practice for you or for anyone in relation to babies or children. For you, look at small ones. And in that physical manifestation, you generate certain perceptions of what they are, who they are, what they are capable of, and what they are not capable of. And you forget that this is an essence. This is also an individual. And regardless that they may be young in your physical manifestation and incorporating the limitations of the species of human in that physical manifestation in being so young, that does not limit their awareness. And in that, it does not limit their expression of energy projection. And in relation to very small ones, infants, these are individuals that, yes, you are correct, they have no filter yet in relation to your physical reality. Therefore, if you are tapping into their energy, there is a considerable amount of information that you can share between the two of you. Now, what I would express is that it is very easy to filter that through what you already know and through your own associations and your own constructs. Therefore, it can be challenging to tap into that energy and translate it without coloring it in relation to what you already know in your physical reality. But it is an excellent opportunity to engage another individual in a very different capacity that is not what you are accustomed to in relation to interacting with an infant or even a small child. And this, allowing yourself to acknowledge that they are more than what they physically appear to be. And this is also what I was expressing to you previously in relation to you can learn much in observation of this small one And he may be, at times, an example to you, not merely you being an example to him. Even in these very young ages, it matters not. This is another essence that you are interacting with, and it is, in your terms, another individual. And therefore, everything that he will be as he develops in relation to personality and interests and talents and abilities already exist. They are already present in him. He is merely cooperating with your physical reality in the design of it, and therefore has emerged as an infant and will physically grow in the same way that you have. But in that, just as with all of you also, there is much more to each one of you than what you observe in a physical manifestation. And this is an excellent example of that.
Thank you, Eloise.
You are very welcome. I would express congratulations in allowing yourself to connect with him in this manner. And in that, I would also encourage you not always to be so serious, that this can be a tremendous avenue for fun in addition to any serious information that you may present to yourself.
I'm sure about that.
And so am I.
Okay, thanks.
I will, as the moderator, read a question, take the liberty of reading a question, Phil, that you've written. Are we ramping towards a catastrophe that will be affecting of everyone? Also, Japan, between the nuclear meltdown and the recent earthquakes, seems to be in some serious trouble. Is this significant in terms of the collective? And can you talk a bit more about kind of some of the catastrophes that we're seeing? I'll take a liberty of adding recent earthquakes in other parts of the world as well.
Yes, is it moving towards a catastrophe, or especially a global catastrophe? Not necessarily. I would express that it is to be expected in association with what we have been discussing in relation to global changes and the movement of that. Is that necessarily moving towards catastrophe? No, not necessarily, for I would express that all of these events, so to speak, all of these actions that are occurring in relation to what you term to be natural disasters, and even other events that are not necessarily natural disasters, but disastrous situations that you are creating among yourselves, I would say to you that simultaneously to all of these actions that are occurring that seem to be very bad in your terms, it is also very much raising awareness in general throughout your world. And in response to that, there is a tremendous movement in association with addressing to these situations. And in this, people are becoming more and more aware of how much you interplay in your choices and what you do in relation to these global changes and how affecting you are of your planet and what that does. In this, I would express that possibly in your ideas and your perceptions, you might be viewing these actions as unfortunate that you are now reacting and responding to what you have created for a considerable time framework. But I would express that it is impacting the reluctance to continue to move in directions of affecting your planet, especially through actions of extraction. And in that, it is increasing awareness. And I would also express that these are merely examples of what you do in your individual lives, in your individual choices, in your individual interactions. It is merely what you see as a larger scale and more obvious. Therefore, you can observe what is occurring in your world. And when you do, it is an opportunity for you to translate that into your own individual world, into your individual lives, and examine what are you doing that is contributing energy in that direction, or what are you doing that is contributing energy in the direction of altering what is occurring? And there is a tremendous movement throughout your world in directions of development. And in that, as I have expressed previously, it is not a situation in which you will reverse what has already been done. But if you continue to move in a direction of exploring new methods of engaging yourselves and your planet, and if you do it quickly, which you are, then in that you are, in a manner of speaking, steering yourselves away from catastrophe. I would express that if you were doing nothing, yes, you would be moving in the direction of catastrophe, but you are not doing nothing. You are moving in directions of being more aware. You are moving in directions of exploring more in what you can do differently in relation to your planet, how you can maintain yourselves and sustain yourselves in a manner that allows you to also maintain the resources that you have in relation to your planet. I would also express that there is much more to do, but it is encouraging that you are moving as quickly as you are, and your technology is a tremendous piece of that. And that in itself is your objective imagery of indicators in how quickly you are moving, and in that you are addressing to the situation globally and steering yourselves away from catastrophe. Therefore, I would express that at this point, no, you are not moving towards catastrophe. Although I would also express that in another manner of speaking would be dependent upon what you define as catastrophe. For I would express that you could define any of these disasters as a catastrophe in itself, and you would not necessarily be incorrect. But on a global scale, I would express, no, at this point, you are not steering yourselves in that direction. You are actually very much and seriously attempting to steer yourselves away from that.
Okay. I'll throw in a comment, which is that many seem to think, from Philip, many seem to think that if we just look the other way, it won't be affecting of them.
I would heartily disagree. I would express that, look at your world and place yourself in any of these locations that are experiencing disaster or catastrophe, and express to myself, if you look the other way while an earthquake is occurring, if that stops the earthquake from occurring, or if you look the other way, if you will not be blown off your feet in hurricane because you're not paying attention to it, you will be blown. I will express to you, looking the other way does not prevent or stop any of these actions from occurring. And contrary to that, it lends energy to it continuing. I would express to all of you that denial is not your friend. That ignoring and ignorance promotes precisely what you do not want. And moves you in a direction of being considerably uncomfortable. And once again, look to your individual lives and answer that question for yourselves. If you are experiencing a conflict with a family member or a friend or a partner and you ignore it or you look the other way, does that stop it from occurring? No. And what does it do? Generally, it will increase what is occurring, for now you are ignoring what is the conflict, or in your terminology, what the problem is. And when you ignore a problem, generally what occurs is that problem intensifies and becomes more important. It is very similar even without involving any other individual. In your own selves, individually, what occurs if you ignore or push away your own communications to yourselves? If you ignore your feelings, if you do not listen to your communications, they become louder. And if you continue to ignore them, what occurs? You create physical manifestations. Your planet is no different. It is a very obvious reflection of what you are doing in your individual lives. I would express to you, as I have previously, your manifestation of dis-ease in your present time framework is greater than it has ever been consistently throughout your history. You have a long history thus far. And consistently and in volume, you create more dis-ease in this time framework than you have ever before. Why? Because you ignore and you turn away and you turn your head and you don't listen. And in doing so, you justify yourselves, and what you do is you affect your own bodies and create dis-ease. And in that, it is generations that have been taught and learned to not pay attention. Therefore, to the question, if you turn your head, will it change? Yes, it will change in manners that you do not want and that will be more uncomfortable. Will it change for your greatest benefit? Most definitely not. And in that, there is a tremendous difference between ignoring and creating a different reality for yourselves. There is a difference between paying attention to yourselves and creating a comfortable and interconnected experience and life for yourselves with as little and few conflicts as possible by the expression of acceptance and awareness, there's a difference between generating that and being aware of what is occurring in your world, perhaps not engaging the media continuously and inundating yourselves with negative expressions and energy and fear, but being aware of the condition of your planet and being aware of mass expressions in your world and turning your attention to what you yourselves are doing and creating in your lives, a genuine flow and an expression of satisfaction and comfort, and as little judgment as possible, that is very different from turning your head or ignoring. In that, I, as always, am tremendously encouraging all of you in that direction, but I would seriously caution you in understanding that differentiation, that turning away is not the same as acceptance. And acceptance is not the expression of everyone else can do whatever they are doing and I don't care. Or it doesn't affect me. It does affect you, for you all affect each other, for you all are interconnected. You are interconnected with everything. Therefore, it does affect you, and you affect all else. In this, it is a matter of being aware of all of this information that I have shared with you about yourselves, about your guidelines, and that they do not apply to other individuals. They are for you to guide yourselves in your choices and your behaviors, not a standard to hold to everyone else in your reality. Or about acceptance, which is not an expression of everyone can express whatever they choose and it matters not. No, it is an acknowledgement genuinely of yourself, of your differences, an allowance of other individuals to not express being bothered by the choices of other individuals, and therefore not expressing a judgment that they are wrong in their choices, but holding to your own guidelines and your own preferences and your own opinions, knowing that they are yours and knowing that they are the direction that you follow, and also knowing that you do not have to agree with other choices and other expressions, but you also do not have to be judgmental about them. You will all hold some judgment, which is natural. If you did not, you would not have opinions and you would not have guidelines. But you do. And in that, it is important to honor your own guidelines, your own direction, but not in those absolute capacities. Also, the information about being present. When you are being present, you are not being reactive. And if you are not reactive, this removes a tremendous aspect of judgments. For in that, if you are not reactive to outside sources, you may actually continue to express whether you agree or not, or whether you believe or perceive that an expression is right or wrong or not, but only in relation to yourself, not necessarily in relation to every outside source. And this, once again, expressing a genuine recognition and implementation of acceptance in the capacity of generating an allowance for everything in your reality, recognizing that everything in your reality is an experience. And even in relation to your planet and the changes that are occurring, I have expressed previously, there is no need to heal the planet. It will continue. It will reconfigure itself. It is not ill. It does not require being healed. It will automatically reconfigure itself to continue, and it will continue. That is not the reason that I offer you the information that I do. I offer you the information that I do that you will be aware to not move in directions of catastrophe, not in relation to your planet. Your planet will reconfigure and it will continue, and new species will evolve. And you might not. In that, this information is to offer you an avenue to become more aware, to continue to move forward and express yourselves as your species to continue and maintain. In this, not to generate a catastrophe that would create expressions in your fiction that you are so very fond of in this time framework, such as zombies. But rather to maintain in the manner that you appreciate and that you want to express. In this, I would express to you that as you each observe anything in your world, in your lives, in your environment that you dislike or that creates fear or that is uncomfortable, observe that and then turn it to you and ask yourselves, what type of energy are you projecting? Are you contributing to that? Or are you moving in a different direction and contributing to not a healing of your planet, a healing of yourselves, and becoming more objectively interconnected and aware of being interconnected? Your planet does not require healing. You do.
Thank you. I think, Axel, you had a question.
Hi, Elias. This is Axel.
Welcome.
Hi. You have explained that people who are traumatized often have the difficulty that they cannot identify or make a connection to the source of the trauma because their body is separating the memory so that it cannot be accessed any longer in order to protect itself from further damage. Now, as you are aware, I have this friend who had a serious accident during which she lost her right leg. And since she has not been able to get a session scheduled for a while, I wanted to ask if there is anything she can do, perhaps with my help, or what I could do to so that she can take steps to improve her condition, because she's relatively handicapped at the moment and still going through a hard time.
Trauma is a very common subject at this time. And there are several pieces involved with it. I would express that it is not a subject that involves a quick alteration. It does require effort and time. But what I would express is the first aspect is to express in the direction of moving around the physical manifestations or the physical difficulty, whether that be physical in a sense of the body consciousness and some physical affectingness, or whether that be in a physical capacity of mental or emotional disturbances. The first aspect is to diminish the concentration on that aspect for it is much more difficult to address to the individual situation or the core of the affectingness or the problem, so to speak, when the individual is consumed by paying attention to the physical manifestation. Therefore, the first aspect of addressing to trauma, whatever it may be, is to acknowledge the physical expression, meaning that you view the physical expression and you accept it for what it is and stop fighting with it. Many, 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 many individuals will express that they are not fighting with it, but they are. Whenever you are thinking and feeling in a direction of you want this to go away or you want this to stop, you are fighting with yourself. That is your first indicator. And that is the first step, is to stop fighting with yourself by acknowledging the position that you occupy and accept that for what it is. And then you can begin to move in other directions. While you continue to fight with yourself, while you continue that opposing energy, it is exceptionally difficult to engage any other action, for you cannot see your choices. For what you can see is what you don't want. And therefore, you continue to concentrate on what you don't want. And this is not about thinking. Thinking in positive directions, in your terms, does nothing. It will not change the situation, for thinking does not create your reality. Therefore, you can think about positive directions, you can think about positive actions, such as an individual may express, but I'm not paying attention to the negative, or I am not fighting with myself. I expressed this very day, sitting in my garden and appreciating the flowers. Very well. You sat in your garden and you appreciated the flowers for a certain number of minutes. And in all the other minutes of your day, you are noticing limitations or being uncomfortable or what you can't do and paying attention to what you don't like. Therefore, thinking about the flowers are lovely does not change the situation, especially in relation to trauma. Therefore, step one, acknowledge the situation and the position that you are in for what it is. And accept that. Stop fighting with it. Stop opposing it. And therefore, stop concentrating upon what you don't want. Step two, begin moving your attention in directions of what you do want. Once again, this is not about thinking. It is not enough to think about what you do want. For in merely thinking about it, generally what you are doing is what we were addressing to in the previous question, avoiding. You are merely avoiding thinking about what you don't want by thinking about what you do want. No, that is not enough. It is a matter of doing, beginning to implement actions in association with what you do want, what is important to you, what is satisfying to you, not what is not. Now, in this, these are the steps that are the initial movement for it, as I expressed, is exceptionally difficult to address to anything if you are continuing to pay attention to what you don't want and what you can't do. This moves you out of that direction, and from that point, then you can begin to move in the direction of addressing to the trauma itself. But if you are attempting to address to the trauma before you are accepting the position that you are in, it will be unsuccessful. For in that, it will merely encourage you to continue to pay attention to what you don't want and what you can't do and how uncomfortable you are. In this, step three and moving in the direction of addressing to the trauma is a process of connecting those feelings with the memory again. And that can be difficult. Now, there are two expressions that you can engage to accomplish this. One, and neither of them should be forced. Let me express that definitely. But one is you can continue to move in a direction of intentionally guiding your attention in directions that you do want and that are more satisfying to you. And in that, be aware of triggers that occur, and when a trigger occurs, not to push it away, not to dismiss it, not to ignore it, but to actually allow yourself to observe it, to feel it, and to acknowledge that feeling. And this is key. Beyond acknowledging that feeling, to express it in some manner. Meaning, this is different from what I have expressed to all of you previously about expressing feelings. In relation to trauma, this is a different action of expressing the feeling. What is important is to recall the feeling and to express what that is. Now, how you do that is either to another individual, I feel this and this and this, and speak. Or the more you speak, the closer it moves that feeling to the memory. And as you continue to speak, the closer the memory is surfacing, and likely it will connect. Or writing. That actually will generate the same action as speaking. You cannot merely think about it. That is not enough. Therefore, either engage another individual and speak what you are feeling, or write and journal it, and in that, write all of what you are feeling. That triggers the memory to become more surface, and you can access it more easily. Now, that is in relation to paying attention to triggers. If a trigger or when a trigger occurs, and not ignoring it. And that is what you do in relation to that trigger. There's another direction that you can engage. This direction is more intentional, but for many individuals, dependent upon the depth of the trauma, it may require time and repetition. It may not be entirely successful initially the first time you engage it. But in this, it is a matter of, if you have recall of either, which most individuals do, most individuals either recall the memory, but there is no feeling attached to it, or they are aware of feelings, but there is no memory attached to them. Now, all of you are familiar with feelings. In this second direction or method, you can either connect to the recall of a memory, if you do recall it, and replay it step by step, not in thinking. Once again, thinking is not enough to connect these factors together. It does not engage your entire brain. Therefore, the body consciousness continues to use that avenue of separating the recall from the feeling. Therefore, either in speech or in writing, recall every aspect of the experience in detail. When you do that, what you are doing is the reverse of what I was expressing previously. You are surfacing the feeling. You are pulling the feeling forward closer and closer to connect it to the memory. If the memory is the factor that is hidden, that you do not recall the event, but you have feelings, which everyone has feelings, and even if you do not have a recall of an event, if you allow yourself a brief time framework alone to evaluate to yourself what random feelings do you experience or have you experienced for years or through years? You all have random feelings, or what you think of as random feelings. Now, most of you will dismiss them by expressing, I'm having an off day. I am blue today. No reason. I merely am. There is a reason. Feelings are never random. And all of you have these experiences in which you seem to generate random feelings that occur seemingly for no reason. Nothing has occurred, but you are irritated. Nothing is occurring, but you are sad. Or you are anxious, or you are afraid, or you are irritated or restless. Therefore, in this, give yourself a brief time framework to evaluate what is the most common random feeling that you experience or that you have experienced. In that, when you identify what that random feeling is, then you move into that feeling intentionally. You allow yourself to pull forward that feeling. And if you must, which many of you will, allow yourself to recall some other memory that matches that feeling to aid you in moving more into that feeling and experiencing that feeling. The more you move into the feeling and you allow yourself to experience it, and you know that whatever you are thinking about is not what this feeling is about, and you know that you do not recall the actual event of the trauma, you are not accessing a memory yet. The memory will move closer, for you are tapping that memory with the feeling. You are intentionally moving the feeling towards the memory. And the more you express the feeling, and it is not about thinking about the feeling, it is about experiencing the feeling. Therefore, both methods are choosing one aspect or the other, either the memory or the feeling. And in that, what you are doing is you are pulling them together. You are intentionally expressing to your body consciousness through the action of pulling them together that you are ready to drop that protection. And your body consciousness will comply. And in that, you may initially incorporate perhaps only pieces of a memory, but even pieces are valuable, for the more you move into the feeling of those pieces, the more the picture will form and the memory will reveal itself your recall will be successful. Now, as I have expressed, in the first method, it is more likely that you will generate that connection between the memory and the feeling more quickly, meaning in the first attempt, if you are genuinely allowing yourself to move into it and not merely think about it. In the second method, it may require more than one attempt, and it may require some practice, for you are, in a manner of speaking, artificially patching the memory and the feeling back together, whereas with the trigger, you are naturally connecting them together, for the trigger has already poked either the feeling or the memory. Therefore, both are already somewhat accessible, but it is a matter of being aware of the trigger and not dismissing it, which in many situations individuals do, unless it is overwhelming as a trigger. In most situations, you are inclined to dismiss it. You feel off, or you feel agitated, or you feel distressed or fearful, but you immediately rationalize. There's nothing to be afraid of. Why am I afraid? And you dismiss it. Nothing has occurred. There's no reason for me to be sad. And you dismiss it. Unless it is overwhelming. And then you pay attention to it. But you pay attention to it in attempting to push it away and dismiss it. And therefore you fight with it. And that does not allow you to access that information or that experience. And this is the direction in relation to trauma. If you want to access the experience of trauma, and what is the benefit of doing that? I would express that not all trauma requires you to access it and be aware of it. But when you express or experience a trauma and it generates a type of association that then begins to splinter outward in many influences that are not necessarily beneficial to you, then it is very beneficial to access that recall of a trauma to accept it. For what happens when you connect the memory to the feeling in relation to trauma, when you can objectively observe that trauma, which will be uncomfortable, I will forewarn you in that aspect, it will be uncomfortable. But if you can allow yourself to experience that or re-experience it, which is essentially what you are doing momentarily re-experiencing the trauma. In that, if you allow yourself to do that, what occurs is the body automatically then generates a time distinction. Remember, your body consciousness, for the most part, does not distinguish time. This is the reason that you can and do experience then feelings. This is the reason that you can and do experience influences of trauma, and that you can and do experience triggers. The reason that you experience triggers is because your body does not automatically generate that distinction of time. Therefore, it triggers in relation to a familiar aspect of your reality, and it matters not what it is or how inconsequential it seems. As I have expressed previously, a trigger can be as subtle and as inconsequential in your thinking as a smell or a color or a wave of a hand or a pointing of a finger. It can be a very small action that your senses connect to and trigger in relation to that traumatic experience. And in that, how your body reacts to that is in the same manner as if it were occurring now. You feel that same feeling, or you see that same scene and feel nothing. In this, your body has generated a protective action to avoid you recalling that trauma, but the triggers remain. For memory remains. Your body stores and holds memory. Therefore, even if you cannot recall, your body reacts to the trigger of a memory. In this, the body consciousness, when you actually connect to, in a genuine manner, a traumatic experience, it then, in the now, uses your senses to input present information, where you are, what the temperature is, what the time of day is, what the time of year is, what is occurring in your environment. It logs all of that information in relation to now, and distinguishes between the information that was then and recognizes the difference. And therefore, it dissipates that trauma. Now, I will express, as I have previously, that does not mean that the individual will never be triggered again. For you do hold memory. And triggers become part of memory. Therefore, it is very likely that the individual would experience being triggered again, but with a very significant difference. What occurs once you have addressed to a trauma memory is that you may experience a trigger in a moment, but you immediately know what it is. You immediately can identify that feeling. And let me express a clarification in relation to that statement of immediately identifying that feeling. Every feeling that you have has a different quality to it. There are a finite amount of feelings in your physical reality, but although there are a finite amount of signals, which are the feelings, each time you express one of those feelings, it has a slightly different quality to it, or it is connected with experience, and the experience is always different. Therefore, when you recall a feeling, whether it be happy or uncomfortable, when you are remembering some event in your past, and you are remembering the feeling that was associated with it, that feeling you will recognize has a particular quality to it that is different from any other feeling. It is the same signal as many other situations, but the quality of it, the flavor of it, is different. In this, in relation to traumatic experiences, the individual may experience a moment, and when I express a moment, I literally mean it may be less than an actual second, that when the trigger occurs, they generate an immediate feeling that they recognize the quality of, but in that, they also immediately recognize it as a trigger. And the feeling disappears within a moment. And the individual is not bothered by that experience. Therefore, that is the benefit to addressing to traumatic situations that are affecting. Therefore, what are the steps? One, acknowledge what you are experiencing and feeling now, meaning acknowledge the position that you are in presently. Two, stop fighting with it. Three, move yourself in the direction of what you are paying attention to. Begin paying attention to what is satisfying, what is comfortable, not merely thinking about it, doing it. And four, once you have accomplished step 1, 2, 3, then you can move in the direction of either of those methods to begin to piece together the memory and the feeling to address to the trauma and therefore move away from it and neutralize it.
Wow.
That was excellent.
Amazing.
Thank you very much, Elias.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
So we have about, this is the moderator, we have about 15 minutes left. If anybody has any questions, feel free to jump in, or you can type it and I can ask the question on your behalf.
Thank you very much, Elias. This is Marie Camille. Forward to just all said. I'm hesitating, but I do go back to what you talked about previously about focusing on healing selves rather than focusing on healing the planet. When you were talking about that, I was thinking about your recent talk about leadership personality type and supporter personality type. I was wondering a couple of questions when you talked. Is there a reason related to the needs where we are now as a species that you mentioned the leadership personality type, supporter type, personality type as one? But the most important question that I have is, how can we best work together? Because even in the forum, and in the forum there are people that are very, well, they have a heart for the shift, they want to contribute, that's their calling, I guess. And even in the forum, there are sensitivities about leadership personality and supportive type personality. So I think it is important to maybe get a feel from you how we could best put together in each our role.
And how would you describe the sensitivities in relation to that subject?
Thank you. Good question. Sensitivity. It seems like the discussions is not as much about what you tell us, but about the beliefs or constructs we have about words, leaders, followers. So rather than go in experiencing, feeling what each person feels, it's about talking about the words. So it is as if we don't get the real message somehow.
Congratulations.
Amen.
I would express a tremendous acknowledgement of you in expressing that. But that is very accurate. That individuals incorporate very strong associations with certain words. Now, let me also express to you that I have been aware of that from the onset of this forum, and I have been choosing words intentionally for precisely that reason. For you do have very strong associations with words. And in many situations, I have chosen to use words that are less familiar to you and that are less challenging to you, and therefore definitely encourage you to think in other directions than you are familiar with. But I also choose words that I am aware that you have very strong associations with. And these are two of them. And in that, they are very accurate. But they also very much challenge your constructs and your automatic associations and perceptions. And in this, although, as I have expressed continuously, there are no absolutes, there are some expressions that are close to being absolutes, such as genders. In this, these words are more challenging to many individuals to accept than genders. And this, this is the reason that I have used genders as an analogy for personality types. That there are only two personality types, just as there are two genders. Your reality does not incorporate three genders or four or seven. It incorporates two, male and female. In this, you incorporate two personality types, leaders and supporters. But in that, just as a male gender cannot be confused for female gender, or a male gender does not function in the same capacity physiologically as a female gender, these personality types do not function interchangeably or the same. Now, in that, I have expressed a clear explanation and distinction between personality qualities and personality types. For there are many qualities of personality that you can and do assign leadership to. In relation to personality types in leader or supporter, they are as clearly defined as genders. Now, in this, I am aware that this is a subject that individuals have such strong associations with and such strong perceptions and opinions about, that in order to counter the definitions and the explanations, individuals have even moved in a direction of expressing that there actually are more than two genders in your reality, for you include what you now term to be transgendered. No, that is not a third gender. That is a choice to change a physical manifestation from one gender to another in appearance, not entirely in function. For a female individual that chooses to alter their gender to a male appearance is doing precisely that. They will not generate the ability to impregnate a female. A male that chooses to alter their gender to a female appearance will not generate gestation of another being, therefore will not incorporate pregnancy. These are the limitations of altering the gender in the physical capacity. Now, I have expressed many times previously in relation to transgender that in your present time framework, this is an important factor that you accommodate that, for there are individuals that choose to be manifest in this physical reality in a particular physical manifestation that does not necessarily match the choice of that individual in relation to their gender energy. And I will not expound on that presently, but I have offered information about why that occurs in many situations. But in relation to personality types, an individual can, and in many situations they do, change the appearance of their personality type. A leader personality type might actually attempt to be expressing leader qualities and may be moving in those directions in a forced capacity. And that is changing the appearance of their personality type. A supporter personality type could change the appearance of their personality type and could attempt or force themselves in a direction of allowing themselves to be entirely directed by another individual. And they will force themselves to do it. In this, they can change the appearance of their personality type, but it does not change their personality type. And contrary to how oppositional some individuals may be in wanting there to be more than two personality types, in your physical reality, there are not. In other physical realities, there are. Not in yours. Just as in yours, there are only two genders. In other realities, there are more than two. But in your reality, there are two. In this, you are correct. It is your constructs and your attachments that influence you in directions of such strong ideas and perceptions and opinions about these two words, that one is better than the other, that one is stronger than the other. And in that, I would express, no, they are different. from each other. They each incorporate their own strengths. They each incorporate their own expressions that may be viewed as less strong. I would not necessarily classify that as weakness, but some expressions that are very strong and some expressions that are less strong. In this, I have expressed very clearly what the parameters are of a leader personality type and a supporter personality type, and why there are so many more supporter personality types than there are leader personality types. For in this, if there were more or even equal number of leader personality types, I would express that your civilization, your species, would evolve tremendously much slower than it has. For there would not be enough of you to be directing and inventing. I would express that in this challenge is about associations and perception, and it has met its mark perfectly. For that is the point, to emphasize how strongly you associate with certain expressions and words, and how important those words are, and what they mean, and how strongly they invoke opinions, and how strongly and how forcefully you are inclined to express those opinions, which moves me wondrously back to our previous subject about what you each are doing in your own home with your own selves, and how you are expressing yourselves, and therefore what energy you are projecting in relation to what judgments and what opinions are being expressed in such absolutes, and what you are doing or not doing about all of it. In that, how are you interconnecting? What type of energy are you expressing? And how much are you pulling towards you and embracing? And how much are you pushing away? That would be the question. And that is emphasized spectacularly in this subject of leaders and supporters. Therefore, I encourage all of you, continue your debates, continue your expressions, and pay attention to what you are expressing. And for those of you that are paying attention, remember, you have choices you do not have to involve yourselves in debate. Debate is not a benefit. It is a competition that's emphasis is on right and winning. And in that, for those of you that are paying attention and are aware, choose not to debate.
Thanks, Elias. This is the moderator. I think we are out of time.
You are very welcome. I'm tremendously encouraging of all of you. And perhaps in our next conversation, we will address to the paper issue.
Yay!
Which is considerably consistent with the leader and the supporter subject.
Thank you, Elias, for your great answers and information.
You are very welcome, all of you. I express wondrous lovingness to each of you and tremendous encouragement to all of you in expanding your awareness. I shall be offering my energy to each of you in great supportiveness, in wondrous lovingness, and in dear, genuine friendship to you each. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.